together this morning. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive from the Lord? Are you ready to give the Lord what he's due this morning? Father, we're open. We're open, oh God. We're open to what you have for us this morning. We thank you for an encounter with you, Lord. We don't just come to get our needs met, Father, but we come to glorify your name. We come to honor you and give you praise, oh God. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. We open our mouths on one accord. We open our hearts on one accord, Father God. We come to you unified, Lord God, unified in you. We thank you for strong, unified blessings to God this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for your presence. God, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Holy Spirit, we love you. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome in this place. Right here, right now, oh God. We're ready for an encounter with you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Come on, open your own mouths this morning. Come on, lift your hands. Honor him this morning. Hallelujah. Where two or three, more than that, gathered in his name, he said that he would be in the midst. That means he's already here. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're an able God. Hallelujah. Come on, if you love the Lord and you know that he's a great God, come on, put a smile on your face. Come on, put a smile on your face. It's a great day. It's a wonderful day to praise him. It's a wonderful day to be a child of God. Hallelujah. Come on, are you happy? Come on, I need you to smile this morning. You're worthy, oh God. Bless your holy, holy, holy name. We're overwhelmed, oh God. We're overwhelmed by your love, by your greatness. Hallelujah. Glory. He's able.
Exceedingly, abundantly, far above all you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you, yeah. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, help me say, he's able.
He's able.
Whoa. Exceedingly, abundantly, far above all you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you, yeah. God is able to do just what he said he would do.
He's gonna fulfill
every promise to you. Don't give up on God.
Oh
no.
He won't give up.
Say, he's able.
He's able.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Say, he's able.
He's able.
Whoa. Say, God is able.
God is able to do
just what he said.
Just what he said he would do.
He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
Oh no.
He won't give up.
Say, he's able.
He's able.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Say, he's fulfill.
He's gonna fulfill
every promise. Hey, don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
Oh no.
Say,
He's able.
He's able.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Say, He's able.
He's able.
Oh, 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 He's able. Say,
oh, 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 He's able.
Come on, say, oh, 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 He's able. Yeah.
Oh, 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 He's able.
Come on, oh. Oh, 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 He's able.
Oh, 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 oh,
if you know the Lord is able, say, oh, 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 He's able. Say, oh, 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 He's able, yeah.
Oh, 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 He's able.
Oh, 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 He's able, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
yeah.
He's able.
Say, He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
I know and believe.
He's able.
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 Yeah.
He's able.
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 Say He's able.
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 He's able. Say, you're able.
You're able.
You're able. You're able. I know and believe you're able.
You're able.
God. Say, you're able, Lord, to do the impossible. You're able, Lord, to do the impossible, Lord. You're able to do anything we need. Yeah. Say, you're able.
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 Everything you desire. Oh yeah. Father, we worship your name. We praise your name. Oh, we praise your name. We love you, Lord God. Oh, we love you, Lord God. Come on, let your hands open up your mouth and give praises to the Lord, because He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You give me joy. You give me joy. You give me peace. You give me peace. Say, you give me joy. You give me joy. You give me. You give me peace. You give me joy. You give me joy. You give me joy. You give me peace. You give me peace. You give me
joy.
You give me peace. So you give me, you give me, Lord God, you give me, you give me, you give me peace, you give me peace, say, you give me, you give me joy, you give me. Say, you give me joy, Lord God, you give me peace, you give me peace, say you give me joy.
Some of you still looking around, but the King of Kings, he's here. The God God of our joy, he's here. The God of our strength, he's here. The God of our peace, he's here. Hallelujah. If you lift your hands to him, he will know that you honor him. Come on, bless his holy, holy, holy name. Glory. Do what you want to do, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Come on, lift your hands, pray in the Holy Ghost. Speak, Lord, we're listening. Speak, Lord, we're listening. Speak, Lord, we're listening. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Don't grow tired in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Don't grow tired in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Don't grow tired in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. So faint not, don't grow tired in well-doing, for in due season, say, I shall reap. Don't grow tired in well-doing, for in due I shall reap. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season I shall reap. I don't have to be tired, I don't have to grow weary. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in I won't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season I shall reap. Come on, if you're tired this morning, you need to lift your hand. The Lord knows what you need, but he wants you to know that he's able. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't grow weary. If I faint not, if I don't grow weary, if I don't faint.
Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season.
Hallelujah. He's able, he's able, he anything. You can do anything. You can do anything, anytime, through anybody. Hallelujah. We trust you, God. We give you our lives, Father. We bless your holy name because you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, worship your God. Is he your God this morning? Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Say, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift up your voice. Whatever it is that's causing a hindrance to your praise and worship, come on, let it go. Hallelujah. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Get out your mind. Get out the natural realm. There are realms waiting for you. Come on, let the people of God praise him in a kingdom language this morning. Shondo Lorabosa Shakanamasi. Hela manana namashe kela mandere arasonda. Halabalara sonda rabose ke yarabasa. Andelebesi shekela basanda rabasa shaka. Andelebesi shekela basando rabosa shaka. Orororo sikela basandere arasia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Come on, come higher. Lord of us, and the baby sing. And the basa carabosa. Come on, if you're here to worship him, lift your hands. If you are here to worship the Lord, if you are here to worship your King. Father, let a spirit of worship hit this place. Lord, let a spirit of worship. In the spirit of worship. Press, 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 press. We press into your presence, God. Breve si sheke na masanta na basandere asike alabana sheke. We press into your presence. 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 Kelabala shondoro boya rasendere yarasi. Handelele be si sheke la basanta na basanko yarabosi. Handelele yarasi ye yarabosanta la basa. Come on, press in, press in, press in. Press in, press in. Oh, he's not any old God. He's the great I am. He's not a man that he should lie. He's the great I am. Holabo shandere besi sheke la basando. Olololololo sinda la basa shaka yarabosa. Andere besi sheke yarasondo lorobosa sha. Andere yarasi ye 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 ye.
In spirit and truth, Lord, we worship you in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. In spirit and truth, Lord, in spirit and truth, Lord, we worship you in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. We worship you in spirit and truth. We worship you in spirit and truth. In spirit and truth. The truth is, Lord, you're the one we adore. Yeah. The truth is, Lord, you're the King of kings. The truth is, Lord, you're my everything. The truth is, Lord, you are our everything. The truth is, Lord, without your love, the truth is, Lord, I don't know where I'd be. Without you loving me, that's the truth. We worship you in spirit and truth. We worship you in spirit and truth. I don't care what people say, oh God, I gotta worship you. We worship you in spirit and truth. Be without your love, yeah. Spirit and truth.
Lift your hand. Lift your hand all over the place. Come on. Get those hands up. Don't let that type of worship be manifesting and you're not a part of it. Sometimes your body is contrary. A little lower, fella. Sometimes your body is a little contrary. But you have to, by your spirit, make your body worship. Make your soul worship. Your soul and your mind and your will and your feelings sometimes don't want to worship. You make them worship. God been good to you, hasn't he? He deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. So when your arms don't want to go up and your hands don't want to clap, you tell them, you command them. Because they're not born again. Your soul is not born again. It don't know God unless you tell it. Your body is not born again. It does not know God unless you tell it. But you're born again in your spirit. And you're alive to God. Lift them hands one more time. That's so beautiful. Oh, my God. Tell him how much you appreciate it. Thank him for saving you. Glory to God. Right here and right now, Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the word, the rhema word that you have for our situation today. We thank you for our answers. We come to this house to praise you, to be in your presence. Thank you for my brother and sister who's standing on the side of me. Give them the answer. Let everybody leave this place blessed today. Not only here, but those that are watching us around the world on the internet. Bless them in their homes, in their cars, in their churches, wherever they are this morning. Thank you, sir. We expect a move. We expect a fresh anointing, a fresh word, a fresh revelation. We expect it to harasoya in this place today. Hallelujah. Thank you, heaven. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of truth that set us free from reasoning, set us free from contrary facts, set us free from theories and doctrines of men. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in this house this morning to reveal to us another realm, another dimension, another power, another glory. Thank you this morning. Every pushing on the sound of my voice, be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every family be blessed. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with praising the Lord? Huh? You know, old folk used to say, they had a way to say it. They would say, get ugly for God. I understood their language. Get out of your cute self and let God have his way. I love good church. Good service, move of the Spirit. Apostolically, the people in the book of Acts never met without a move of God. So I don't think we should meet without a move of God. And for God to move, watch this, man has to get out of the way and in the way at the same time. You didn't understand. You didn't get that. You didn't get that. Man has to get out of the way and in the way at the same time to get a move from God. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So I expect a move of the Spirit in this house today, and it's going to affect my life. For the better. Give God praise. Expectancy is a master key in the things of God. Expecting unusual church, unusual manifestation. Expecting, watch this now, get ready for this. I want you to catch this. Unusual blessing. Blessing that cannot come through a normal route. How many of y'all want some unusual blessing? Ain't nobody got no time for no routine. Same thing, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Nobody got no time for that. The excitement is in your expectation. And when your expectation is there properly, here comes an experience, something that never happened to you before. How many of you are ready to live in the possibility zone? Don't lift your hand if you're not ready. Don't lift your hand if you're not ready. How many of you are ready to live in that all things are possible to you because God said so? Say possibility zone. That's where we're supposed to be living. And the message that I'm going to teach you this morning, you're going to stop living in dream world. Right now. You're going to stop thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. Right now. God want to move in your life right now. Tell that person next to you, God want to move in your life. Right now. Let him. Open up. All right, you may be seated. Any first time visitors this morning, your first time being at Word of Life. Let me see your hand. Where you at? First time. Stand up, girl. First time. Stand up. Hallelujah. First time. Stand up. What else? Stand up. That's a whole family right there, isn't it? Wow, where y'all from? Right here? Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, right next door. Welcome, welcome to Word of Life. Yes, sir, where you from? Portland, Oregon. Welcome, 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 welcome. Ma'am? Oh, you graduated last year. Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yeah. Where you from? Yes, yes. Praise God. Thank you for coming. Sir? Port Allen. Yes, sir. Port Allen. Thank God for Port Allen. Ma'am? What'd she say? Marrero. You know, ma'am, this is just the way I talk. I told you, stand up, girl. I think I'm everybody's daddy, you know. Then she said, what? Stand up, girl. Y'all give them a good welcome and fellowship. Now, Dr. Montreal is going to do some christening. Dr. Leroy can't do the christening because he's becoming a godfather. I give both of them boys a doctor's degree. Yeah. So, you got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Those boys are a blessing to me, you know. They both were driving out of the yard this morning, two of them. Darnell came by the house this morning, and he went out one gate, and Montrell went out another gate, and I was sitting on the porch praying, preparing for this morning. And I said, Lord, you really bless me. Really bless me. These children, I was explaining to, apostolically explaining to other ministers, these children are, they are not gaysers. Y'all know what gaysers are? When they see you got something, they're trying to hang around to get it. Never ask me for nothing. Never ask. I'm trying to train ministers' kids to be like that. Just because your father and mother are blessed, you don't need to be begging all the time. Let the Lord bless you. Learn yourself. Uh-huh. Amen. All right, Montreal.
We have two baby dedications this morning, amen. We have, when I say the name, you can bring the baby, Liam Michael Pooler, age 14 months. His father and mother are William and Keisha Pooler, a godfather and godmother, Anthony and Jelaine Elder. He ready? And we have Addison Turner, age 6 months. Father and mother are Tyler and Rhonda Turner. Godfather and godmother are Dr. Leroy and Chantel Thompson, Jr. It's a sacred thing when we bring babies to be dedicated to the Lord. I think it's a very important decision to dedicate these babies, these gifts, back to the Lord. God is the only one that can give us these precious gifts, amen? And so it's an important thing to bring them back. It's very intelligent and a wise thing to dedicate your child back to God. Now, we're not saying that the child is born again, but we're just blessing them, and at the age of accountability, they'll come to receive Jesus, the Lord and Savior. Amen. You got a little Liam here, huh? I'm saying it right, Liam? You coming? Check him out. You know, wave at him? Wave at him. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Little Liam, put your hands under him real quick. Hands on them. Father, we thank you for Liam. We bless his life right now at this early age. We dedicate him back to you right now and say he's yours. We appreciate the gift. And so now we plead the blood of Jesus over him right now. Enemy, we rebuke you right now. You have no hand in his life. You will not be able to touch Liam. And at the age of accountability, he'll come to receive Jesus and live his life for Christ. We thank you for him. We bless him right now. And we thank you for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, two. Oh, he a whole 2 years old. Okay, all right. Liam, we anoint you with all right now. We bless you. We say you are blessed of God and you will do his will. And when you come to the age of accountability, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. They have your papers in the office. Congratulations. I got all on my hands. Got young Addison, and she knocked out on me. Let's see if I can. Goodness. Come on. Ooh, I'm going to stand up. Hold on. Let me. Y'all see her? She said, I don't care what you're doing right now. She's knocked out. You about to get this blessing, though. Put your hands under. Father, we thank you for young Addison right now. We thank you for this gift that only comes from you. We bless her right now. We anoint her right now. We plead the blood over her right now. We rebuke the enemy right now. You have no right. You have no hand. You will not be able to touch her. And at the age of accountability, she'll come to know you better than she's ever been able to know her, you guys. So I thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I wish she was up to smile at me. I anoint you with this oil right now in the name of... might have been the power. Hold on. Might have had some power going in. Hold on. She woke up and looked at me. Hold on. We anoint you right now in the name of Jesus. And when you come to the age of accountability, you receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Amen. God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. Say, God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. No weapon formed against me shall, it won't work. No formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. I know God will do what he said he's gonna do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. Say,
God will do
what he said he will do. He will stand by his word.
He will.
Come on, lift your hands. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper. No, 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 say it won't work.
It won't work.
Say no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
It won't work.
Let's say it again. Come on, lift your hands. God will do what he said. He will stand by his word.
God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word. He will go.
No, I won't be afraid of the arrows by day or the hand of my enemy. I can stand my ground with the Lord. For the stairs they have said will not succeed. Yeah. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper. No, 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 no. Say it won't work.
It won't work.
Come on and say no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
It won't work.
I know God will. said he would do, he will stand by his word. Yeah, he will come say
God will do what he said he would.
He's gonna stand by his word. For the stairs they have said will not succeed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
No, it won't work.
It won't work.
Come on and say,
no weapon formed against me
shall prosper. There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
See, there just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
No, 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 no. See, there just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
See, there just ain't one.
See, there just ain't one.
See, there just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Yeah, come on and lift your hands all over the place. See, there just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't
one.
See, there just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
See, there just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
See,
there just ain't one.
No, no,
no, no, no, no, no. Hey, say, there just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Say, there just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Say, there just ain't one.
Say,
there just ain't one. Come on and say, God, I know, he's gonna do it.
He will come through.
God, just do what you said you would do. You will stand by your word. I know you will come through. God, just do what you said you would do. Just stand by your word. I know you will come through. Tell them.
just stand by word. You will come through, say hey. Come on and worship his name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. You're not a man that you should lie. If you said it, you do it. And we believe you in his place. I said, we believe you in his place. Oh, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No, see it won't work. No
formed against me
shall prosper.
It won't work.
No.
Time for me to go right now. I almost went off when I first got up here because I'm so hungry for the body of Christ. Apostolically, there's a hunger in me for the body of Christ to advance. And the Lord is talking and showing me things that I want to get in your hearts. And I'm telling the other members, y'all better get in on this. Now, I never say nothing about it. This is supernatural. And these people are constantly doing this, and y'all just standing there looking, all right, better get in there. See, crisis and other things come, but it won't touch these people. Won't touch them. See, it's not how much you have, it's who your soul is. it's not how much you have, it's who your soul is. When you got your soul, so see, I don't talk to people like that because I don't want to make them come up here, but you need to hear this. Some of y'all don't never move. He's taking it for somebody else. This is for the body of Christ. This is a breakthrough. And they do it all the time, everywhere, all over the world. And I very seldom say so. I know another man, they start doing that on another man. He talked to him, boy. But I never did. I'm just telling you that on purpose this morning. Because you need to know about this, what God is doing. You watching by internet, you can get in on this. How to get in on it, Leroy? Put something at the bottom of the screen, how you function in this. All right, so it'll be at the bottom of the screen. Sometimes we have thousands watching by internet. Say unusual church with me. Unusual church. All right. Unusual mean that it's not normal, right? Not. All right. Now, because what the message I'm about to preach to you this morning is an unusual message. It's actually apostolic. It's actually prepping you for to live in the same dimension that they lived in the book of Acts. The Acts had a lot of miracles. Any of y'all ever read the book of Acts? A lot of things went on, didn't it? The church world today in this modern society have not really seen the lifestyle of the apostolic church, where they're pioneering into possibilities. God, dog, y'all missed that. Pioneering into possibilities that is not known. You have to understand that this one man was touched, a young man in our community, a pastor. He says, man, Dr. Thomas says, praying in the spirit puts you in supernatural traffic. Man, I never heard nothing like these people. They say he mentioned it in his church. Then he called my name, and his members kind of sat back. He said, y'all must be out y'all mind. You better, this man bringing some stuff that we ain't heard before. Praying in the spirit caused you to enter into supernatural traffic. This morning, I want to take in some supernatural traffic that will cause you to drive your way out of the circumstances and the situations that have caused you to be in a dilemma. So you can just tell the person next to you, this morning is my breakthrough. Because every time you focus in supernatural traffic, organ, I can't say, you yell on a good morning, man. Something going to happen the other day. Ah, goodness. And so, beyond reasoning, beyond facts, beyond theories, beyond theology, beyond the doctrines of men, beyond reasoning, truth will prevail here this morning. And the truth is, Satan can't stop you. You better know that. He cannot stop you. So get ready to get your Bibles. Let's see what we're going. Let's see what the Lord's saying here this morning. John's Gospel, not First John. John's Gospel. We will go to First John, but John's Gospel, the first chapter. I want you to think about realms, different dimension realms, revelation. I want you to think about beyond reading the word, the logos, and receiving rhemas, which are live words that can divide your spirit, your soul, and your body, or dedicate your spirit, soul, and body in the spirit world. Dedicate your spirit, soul, and body in the spirit world. That your body becomes spiritual. Your soul becomes spiritual, and your spirit walks in the realm of the spirit. So we're talking about realms now. We're not talking about reasoning. We're talking about realms, going into different dimensions, different levels, different degrees of living, all right? I want you to write this down. Living in the reality of being a supernatural son. Living in the realities of being a supernatural son. Now, everybody who's a child of God, you're a Christian, it may sound foreign, some of the things I'm going to say to you, but I want you to get that down so you can look at it. Living in the realities, plural, of being a supernatural son. A supernatural son. Now, to do that, you're going to have revelation. You're going to have Rhema words, words that are alive. John 6, just look at John 6:63 word. You need a John 6:63 word. Look at it. I want you to look at it for a minute. And a Hebrew 4:12 word. And a John 15:7 word. What? What? Let's see. You need a John 6:63 words. You need that word spoken personally to you with divine instruction. That cannot be stopped by no enemy. Once you get a word, a rhema word, that rhema word is powerful enough to drive you as a chauffeur to the manifestation or the demonstration that you need in your life supernaturally. Unstoppable, unblockable. See, a ram of word, you can't kill it. It is already, you listen to me? It's already resurrected. It cannot be stopped. When your situation, my goodness, praise God. When your situation is putting pressure on you and God give you a word how to deal with that situation, it's a rhema. It's a resurrected word. It's a live word just for you. Say just for me. God got a word just for you. And it puts you, that word, a rhema word, a live word, a revelatory word, puts you in a possibility zone that is undeniable and unstoppable. As supernatural sons of God, there are manifestations and demonstrations and creations that God wants you to take a part of. Wow. Out of this world. Out of sight. Because in Revelation, it's another realm. It's a spirit realm. See, now your soul is not born again. Your body is not born again. That's where you're having your trouble at. See, your soul and your body, you're giving you trouble. But when you start getting ram of word, your soul and your body start lining up with your spirit. Now, it's going to be unusual things I'm going to say this morning because the Holy Spirit is inviting you to be an apostolic Christian, a pioneer, going somewhere nobody ever been before. Not afraid, you know, not afraid. Expectancy is stretched. And you know, when China's come, it's just another time for God to show himself strong. Are you following me? China's will come, situation will come. But you will not, must not, cannot be defeated. There's no room for defeat in your life. When Jesus faced the enemy know he saw that man has no room for defeat. And today I pronounce on you from this day forward, because you're supernatural sons and daughters of God, you will have no room for defeat. It will look like defeat, but you're going to change it. You follow me? Tell somebody, I ain't got no time for no defeat. Now let me teach you this. The reality, living in the reality of supernatural sonship. I say it another way. Living the reality of supernatural sonship. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, I'm excited. Verse 12 now. But as many as received him, that's Jesus, to them gave he what? To what? Even to them that believe on his name. Now, verse 13 is very, very important for us to shift from just being a church member now to operating in the super, watch what I say now, in the supernatural forces that belong to us. Like the supernatural force of faith, the supernatural force of righteousness, the supernatural force of God's wisdom, the supernatural force of love. Come on, church. The supernatural force of grace. All these are supernatural forces that always brings us into another dimension of operation. We are not regular. Are you following me? And when you understand that grace is supernatural, mercy is supernatural. Forgiveness. I've done wrong now, and I need forgiveness, and I go to somebody and tell them I'm wrong, I'm sorry, and I repent, and they're clean. That's supernatural, man. Most Christians are in prison. because they don't know who they are. Today will be one of the biggest breakout that you ever seen in your life. Break out from sickness and disease, and break out from lack, and break out from confusion in my home. Now, it said, talking about believing and receiving in that 12th verse, didn't it? Huh? See, believing, it said something about receiving. It says something, underline the word received, underline the word believe. Those are premises of living the supernatural sonship. First, you got to hear something to receive, right? Then you have to have something to believe. But those two words are very important. The Holy Spirit is emphasizing. A son of God is always in the mode of receiving and believing. Now, what about receiving revelation? Revelation is higher than manifestation. See, manifestation can't make revelation, but revelation can make manifestation. So the first thing you have to do is not try to get a manifestation, is get a revelation. He who lived by revelation will always have manifestation. Write that down. He who lived by revelation will always have manifestation. Amen? Now y'all can say amen or something every now and then, you know, and let me know you're getting this thing. I know you're listening real hard, but there are some things, there are some trips God want to take you on, you understand? And apostolically, you're going to begin to live the Bible. Now, I talked to you a while about receiving and believing because the texts that I'm going to read are so strong if you get revelation of them. So now you have to receive Jesus to become a son of God, right? You've done that, but that's not enough. Now the next verse tells us something, the 13th verse. Take us into a different setup. And if you don't understand that setup, the 12th verse is not going to do you no good. Are you listening to me? We're going in now. We're talking about the reality of supernatural sonship, or living in the reality of being a supernatural son. The 13th verse says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. How many of y'all see that? Now, what he's saying to us here? Which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Three, not of blood, that means flesh and blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So this sonship is not a normal birth. It is a birth in another realm. That's why Nicodemus, in the third chapter of John, sometimes get to read that. Nicodemus is a real high scholastic person. But don't care how high you are in academic, when a spiritual voice starts talking, you have to comprehend it or grab it by the Spirit. See, anything you're dealing with this morning, look at me, strong here, look at it. Anything you're dealing with this morning, there's an answer in the Spirit. And it's rightfully yours because you're a child of the Spirit. So whatever in the spirit world, whatsoever in the supernatural, whatsoever manifestation is possible, whatsoever demonstration is possible, whatsoever miracle can come to pass, whatever sign or wonder can happen, it belongs to me. Because I live in that realm. Say it, I live in that realm. I'm not going to let my flesh control me. I'm not going to let my senses control me. I'm not going to let people control me. I'm not going to let this situation control me. I'm not going to let this problem control me, because I can step off into another realm. Super. supernatural sons, get this, supernatural sons live in a different atmosphere. Good God Almighty. Living, there are times you have to shift out of that normal atmosphere and move in your real fear. Supernatural sons live in a peculiar anointing. An anointing, let me say it, you know, I don't know much. Anointing that fried fish with no fire. I'm trying to get you to understand. I'm trying to get you to understand, you see what I'm saying? You don't have to have no fire. The fish fry because you told it fry. And it's so important for you to know the dynamics of your abilities. For you to outgrow the same old humdrum the church been going through and come alive. Everybody say come alive. Come alive to who you really are. You ain't got no time for no discouragement. You ain't got no time for no disappointment. As long as you are in alignment with heaven, you have what you call confidence. He can do it. I said he can do it. He can do what? Oh, man, come on. Come on. He can do it, and guess what? I can do it. Why? Because I'm connected to him. That's a good shouting word for Philippians 4:13 now. Philippians 4:13. Oh, my goodness. Come alive. Philippians 4:13, come alive right now. I can do all things through Christ what strengthened me. Aren't you tired of going to the church and reading the Bible and tell you a little Bible story? Man, you're so powerful. Look at me. You're so powerful. You better know who you are. You are so powerful. You can cause manifestation. You can cause miracles to happen. You can call signs. Y'all hearing me? You capable of, but you got to understand your sonship. That is not the miracles and the signs are not in the flesh realm. They're not in man's realm. Look at that 13th verse again, because I'm about to take some more powerful verses. I got to take it down the line. See. When you receive Christ, don't stop there. Now the reception needs revelation. Revelation will take you into other realms, places that you have never been before. And it was constantly doing that in the book of Acts. And Jesus was constantly doing that in the gospel. When things didn't work out, you know what he did? Stepped into another realm and made it happen. How many of y'all want to make something happen? If you listen to me, you're going to leave here making things happen. The reason I talk with you, I don't want you to listen to me on the known. I want you to know apostolically things about to be unusual around here. And there's a lot of things we're not going to put up with from Satan or this world. No more. We in charge. So he said, verse 13, go back to verse 13, John 1, 13. Which was born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor of the will of man. Now the last three words is very important. Last three words in that verse, what it said? Now why we want to emphasize that? But God. Didn't the Bible say with God? Nothing shall be impossible. Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, sir. Huh? Didn't the Bible say God is not a man? Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, sir. He don't lie. Whatever he said, he can make it good. Yes, right? Yes, see, the thought pattern that we must have is that I'm with God and God is with me. Now turn to Romans 8:31. Turn to Romans 8:31. You're a conqueror being conquered. You got to stop that mess. You're a conqueror being conquered. You got to flip that thing around. I'm more than a conqueror. Look at Romans 8:31. If God is for me. Is it like Marciano was singing? No weapon. If God is for me, what weapon can be formed against me? So everything we're dealing with is a weapon. Everything that telling us we can't have, can't do, can't be, can't go, is a weapon Satan uses. But if God for me, the weapon won't work. What a 39th voice say? Is that the 39th voice in there? No, that's not the one. 37th voice. Whoa, hold. Wait a minute. Hold it. Y'all not reading the Bible right, must. Actually, take this verse. You don't have to read no other verses with this verse. It's talking about universally anything that is in your way. Wow. Nay, look what it says. No. No way.
Come on, Dad.
Read it. Now watch your soul and watch your body, because they will tell you you're in defeat. Your sonship is in a spiritual realm. It's in the same realm where God is, where Jesus is, where the Holy Spirit is, where the angels are. You can function with the angels if you really know who you are. Because actually you're higher than angels. Oh, Jesus. My God in heaven. The same spirit. Look at Romans 8:11. Hey. Look at Romans 8:11. There is absolutely nothing can keep you pinned down. You have resurrection power on the inside of you.
Lord of God.
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead can raise you from your problem. Talk to me up in here. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead can rise you up out of sickness and disease. Watch, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt a little bit. The same power, Romans 8:11, that raised Jesus from the dead can rise you out of yourself. See, self is a mess. Self tell you what you can't do. Self tell you what your neighbor doing. I don't care what my neighbor doing. I know who lives on the inside of me. Say supernatural sonship 3 times. All right, sit down. Turn with me. Let's see the next set of scripture. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Say we're about to go a little higher. All right, Romans chapter 8. See, people don't enjoy their Christianity because they don't know how to function in it.
That's true.
So they come to church grudgingly.
Yes, sir.
To pay their duty.
Yes, sir.
They don't be excited because, you know, just going to church. But when you really learn who you are and get a word from God, a ram of word, you'll say, I'll tear that church door down. They better open it up this morning. I'm getting up in here. I'm getting my answer. Romans chapter 8. Come on. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Because I got a point I got to hit today before I close. I got to get you to see that. You got to go home with this on your mind. I got to send you home with something particularly on your mind. Romans chapter 8. All right. Now, let's not come to familiarity here. Because we're going to start at the 14th verse, but he's going to tell you something that is beyond that is beyond just being a son. You know, you don't testify, you got baptized with water, your name on the church roll, and now you know you're a son, but that's not good enough. See, you've received and believed, now you have to be led. See, what you receive and what you believe is beyond human comprehension. You've entered into a realm that you can't go yourself. You enter in the realm where flesh does not work. Formulas does not work. Man-made ideas does not work. It's a realm that leaps out of the impossible into the possible. You can't go there by yourself. It's not in Southern University. It's not in LSU. It's not at Harvard. Not at Grambling. No. This thing is in another realm. It's another education system. You become educated in the spirit. If you ever don't want to be dumb, you sure don't want to be dumb in the spirit. Be dumb somewhere else. But in the spirit, you want enlightenment because it causes empowerment. If I don't know nothing else, I want to know this Bible. I want to know what thus said the Lord, and then I want to know how to do it. Are you with me? So the only problem we have, the only hang up we have, is somewhere we're missing the spirit world, because he pronounced victory on every one of us. Did you hear that? Say it. Victory is up on me. I don't care what you're dealing with. I'm telling you, if you listen and you start getting spiritually educated and letting the Holy Spirit take you into your sonship, war, the war is on. You understand me? Everybody here today, you move into another zone of living. You thought you was living. But that's a few more things the Holy Ghost is going to say to you, going to change your life forever. You don't have to accept that. Anything that does not come from God, you do not have to accept it. You hear me? I said, y'all hear me back here? All right, now I'm about to show you something now. You know, we say we receive and believe, right? Say, I receive and I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. And he's my Master. But I need to let the Spirit of Truth reveal who Jesus is on the inside of me. Hey! All right, sit down. Let's do that. Let's do that. You see that? You seeing it? All right. Yeah, Romans 8 now. Romans 8. Romans 8. It'll be powerful. Romans 8. Romans 8. Verse 14. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you're a son, and if you're not led, you're as if you're not a son. If you're a son, you're truly a son of God, you have accepted Jesus. But if you don't learn spiritual things, you live in this world as if you're not a son. What happened? We got stuck on church membership. When we should get stuck on sonship. Membership, sonship. Membership, membership, sonship. Membership, sonship. Anybody can be a member, but anybody can't be a son. So could it be we have swapped our sonship for membership? And membership goes by church doctrine and church precepts. You follow me? Church formulas. You follow me? But when you recognize I'm more than a member, I'm a son. See, you be a member of the 4-H club and members of the social club. But here, you are sons and daughters of God. And they are divine. Ooh, Jesus. There are divine rights you have that comes through the spirit world. I don't know who this for. I'm going to tell you right now. You're not going down. I heard it just now. No, no, no. Not up in here. You are not going down.
Hallelujah.
Tell the person next to you. You're not going down. Not up in here. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive, I said. Come alive, I said. You are sons and daughters of God. Come alive. Come alive. Don't just sit there and take it. Come alive. Jesus. I want to read this. I got. Sit down. Sit down. Let me read this. Now, what is the subject I'm teaching you? Huh? Living in the reality. I want all y'all talking to me. Living in the reality of being a supernatural son. Talk to me.
Living in the reality of being a supernatural son.
You're not leaving here wasting my time. You're going to know what I say. Living in the reality of being a supernatural son. Supernatural son means supernatural daughter too. You understand that? And to live in that reality, you got to believe and receive, right? Huh? And you got to know that it is another dimension. Right? You got to know that you, no matter what comes, you're more than a conqueror. That, right? Right? And you have to understand that if God for you and he is for you, no weapon. I feel a Holy Ghost. I said, I feel a Holy Ghost. I said, I feel a Holy Ghost. I feel a dimension of the Spirit moving through this house right now. Some things about to change. I say some things about to change supernaturally by the Holy Ghost moving in your spirit. Some things about to change. God's spirit is open. She received so fast. She received it. Some of y'all, I'm going to take a dump truck for you to receive. You think you're in the same unusual church. Unusual happening. Unusual deliverance. Talk to me over here. Unusual victory. It can happen right now. Something I've been looking for 32 years. Can show up here this morning. You understand me? Come on, let me give you this now. Sit down. Oh my. Oh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody got it. Somebody got it. You're catching it. That's a spirit. You got come alive. When y'all wake up, I'm coming back over there. Come alive. Say this out loud. I don't have to put up with this. What this? Whatever it is.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it is. I don't have to put up with it. I can change it. Through my sonship. Through revelation. Through receiving a ram of word. I'm going to another realm. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
Use your church is over.
Come on, Dad. Church is over.
We're going to the book of Acts.
We're going to the book of Acts.
Watch what I'm about to say now. It's not just the preachers who have power.
Watch out, Apostle.
We come to run rim, look like the preacher. Now, uh-huh. No, this is not no preacher power. No. This is the children of God's power.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You got the power. Yeah. You have the power.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Watch this. Sit down one more time. I'm trying to do it. Verse 14 again. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now watch it. Watch, it's going to be a shift here. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear. Notice the word receive. He's using that word. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. All right, now, come on now. Verse 16, come on now. Keep traveling with me now, Audrey. I got two Audrey there. You keep traveling with me. Listen. Verse 16. The Spirit, now that's a misprint, itself means himself. He's a person. The Spirit himself bears witness with our what? With our what?
Spirit.
All right, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, children of God, sons of God, daughters of God, all are in the same category. But we just have seen something. If you don't know how to let the Holy Spirit bear witness with your spirit, you will never experience who you are. Listen, keep your eyes on me. That's why I got keep, see, if you don't know how to operate in the spirit of faith, you'll never experience sonship. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13. Put your finger here, we're coming back. But 2 Corinthians 4, 13, I want you to see this. As the spirit lead, can I talk to you as the spirit lead? Wow. What a word from God. I just heard that. See, because if the Spirit is going to bear witness to me that I'm a child of God, watch what I'm going to say now. I'm going to say something. It bears witness to the fact that everything God owns belongs to me. God own healing.
Yes, sir.
God own health.
Yes, sir.
God own the cattle on the thousand hills.
Yes.
And it belong to me.
Yes,
but if we don't know 2 Corinthians 4:13, if the Spirit has to bear witness of my sonship and I don't know how to operate in the spirit of faith, I'm going to forfeit what belonged to me. Jesus, when he wanted to bring forth a miracle, he would tell in their situation where it looked like everything, all the light was going out, Jesus would say two words, only believe. I want to give you those words this morning. Only believe. It'll change your life. Only believe what God's saying to you. Only believe. You don't have to make it happen. You just believe it. Only believe it's happening for you right now. Whatever you need to happen, only believe that it's happening right now. It's happening because you're in the house of God and God's presence have come in this place. And he's making it happen for you. And all he asks of you is only believe. Only believe I'm healing your body right now. Only believe I'm healing your finances right now. Only believe I'm healing your family right now. Only believe. I'll do it if you believe it. Believe it and receive it. What you need to happen this morning? What do you need to happen? Where can you go that this question can be asked? But in the house of God. They can't ask you that in other places, institutions. What do you need to happen this morning? God dog it. What? Why are you here? What you come here for? What do you need to happen? Can I make an announcement? You get ready to receive it now. I said, what do you need to happen? Right? It's ready to happen. Y'all don't even believe it. Y'all ain't taking it. we have come into a realm this morning that whatever you need to happen is ready to happen. How many of y'all take that? How many of y'all receive that? Man, I left the house this morning. I ain't expect to get all this. What you need to happen, that's what the Holy Ghost said in my spirit. So I got to pause to deal with this. What you need to happen is ready to happen.
I receive it.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You want me to share another statement? What you tired of going to leave you today. You heard that? Whatever you sick and tired of, leave you today in Jesus' name. Goodbye. Y'all understand what the Lord's doing up here this morning?
Yes, sir.
This is another dimension.
Yes, sir.
We ain't putting up with no bench no more. We ain't putting up with no ideal of losing. Wow. It ain't going to happen. It got to happen. I'll make it happen. In the name of Jesus, everything got to happen. When I announce that name, whatever do me got to come. Wow. Some of y'all religious ain't gonna be able to take this. But Christ put me in a position that I deserve everything. In him, you see, I'm not talking about them, I'm talking about him. I'm not talking about doors, I'm talking about him. In him, I deserve everything. Isn't that good? Everything, man. Nothing too good for me. Nothing. That's why he said in his word, all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose.
Yes, sir.
Let me make a mass statement by prompting of the Holy Ghost. God is about to work some things out for you. You better shout. You better shout. That's what I hear in the spirit. That's what I heard in the spirit. God is about to work out some things for you. I heard that in the spirit. I'm trying to say what he said in my spirit, John. God, I don't know your business. God is about to work out some things for you. Say it. God is about to work out some things for me. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory.
I feel it coming. Glory.
Glory.
Every time you say glory, you're calling for it. Glory.
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 Watch me now. Glory.
That is!
That is! Glory! Glory!
That is!
That is! Don't take God long to do nothing, boy.
Hallelujah.
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 I know one thing. God is real. He's real because he lives in my soul. Say, God is real. Because God is real, my deliverance is real. Now I hear something else in the spirit. Regular will not regulate my life no more. Write that down. Sit down. Regular will not regulate my life no more. So these things are apostolic. It's coming in my spirit. I say I'm out. You see what I'm saying? Regular. You've been living a regular life?
Yes, sir.
That's wrong. That's an insult to God. I can't do, I can't have, I can't go, I can't be. That's an insult to God. That's an insult to the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus said you've been delivered from everything. You can have, you can do what this book say you can do. You can go what this book say you can go. You can be what this book say you can be. All of your victories are already blood bought, paid for. We're believing and receiving things that are already in our name. I got something else coming in my spirit. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I will never be left out again. I'll never be left out again. If God doing something, I'm going to be right in the midst of it. And when the blessing falls, I'm going to be right under the spot. I will never be left out again. You see that? You receive that? Never, 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 never. That's right. That's right, huh? Never, 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 never. That's right. When I recognize the reality of my sonship, that I'm a son or daughter of God, it put me in divine rights in this book. You understand? That I do not have to live a regular life. I do not have to live a life of defeat. I have no room for defeat. Defeat, you're going to have to leave here. You have the wrong address. You got mixed up in your travel. You come to the wrong house. You came to the wrong life. I know who I am in Christ, and I know who Christ is in me. I refuse to live a normal church life. People of God, you're on the verge of some of the biggest breakthroughs in the history of Christianity. I just feel it, man. I just feel it. I tell you, God has taken me some places. I've seen some things I thought a little country boy would never see it. But God has taken me some places. I've seen some things. And because you're connected, now, Listen to this. Listen to this. I'm trying to read the scripture, but connection need direction. Right, sit down. Write that down. Connection. See, yeah. See, you're connected, Kenneth, but connection need direction. That's why government is so important in the church. That we have the ranks. We got ranks in the church. We got generals and we got corporal. What do you call that, boy? Colonels and then captains. You got to have ranks. That's all right about ranks. You know what I want? I'm going to see if you want the same thing. Oh, I'm just, you listening? You know what I want in my life? Results. I don't have to have no ranks. Just give me some results. I want to know how, listen to me, I want to know how to move from revelation to reaping. I want to know how to move from revelation to rewards. I want to know how to move from revelation to rest. You getting this? See, I'm looking at some of you. I want to do. You, are you getting it? I see my visitors. Are you getting that? It's gonna be hard for you not to come back. I saw you looking at your wife. You think you were here for a christening? I know that's right. You can't sit under this and don't have no comeback. Something got on you. Something getting on you up in here. Hey! I heard something earlier. I'm going to tell you. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read it. I got to read this verse. I got 8 minutes yet. I got something to tell you. God said to me about 10 minutes ago to tell you, and it's about him, you're about to enjoy me. You about to enjoy your Christian life. You about to enjoy your sonship. I'm telling God said you about to enjoy. See, there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And he said, I'll fill you with joy. Joy, the joy God talking about is victorious joy. It's joy that you know nothing can take you out. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can block your blessing. Because you know you're operating in the realm of the supernatural. You can get a manifestation. You can get a demonstration. Hey, you can get a miracle. You can get a sign. You can get a wonder. All that blown to you, God. Why I can't. Now, let's read this in the clothes. Let's read it. We'll get take up next Sunday. Rasha shasha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. What did the Lord tell me? Tell you now. You single people, you not single. You married. Jesus going home with you. I heard that in the spirit. Yes, ma'am. I received the $100 check. I got 6 minutes to make this happen. Something about to happen in here. I got Holy Ghost, we got 6 minutes. 6 minutes to make this happen. This is going to happen. Something going to crack. All right, Romans 8. I got some more chapters I got to get to them next week. Romans 8. All right, let's go over it. 14 verses. Men led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry what? The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, or we are the sons of God, we are the daughters of God. And verse 17 now. Oh, Lord. I want to use a word now. Your heirship has been contaminated because you had not fully known your sonship. You heard, you heard that. See, I'm about to tell you something now. Because we're going to Galatians 4, and I might do a little overtime today. Because your heirship has been contaminated because you didn't understand your sonship. See, to claim what is rightfully yours, you have to know who you are. Now, I'm speaking to you spiritually now. I know your last name in the physical, but I'm talking about, see, tied up in his sonship is heirship. If you don't understand the sonship, John, you can't walk in the heirship. And heir mean that somebody died and left me some stuff. Didn't he die? He left us some stuff. And he died that we can step off in sonship. And what's so powerful about the sonship is it's just like his sonship. Connected to the same Father. Connected to the same heaven. Connected to the same Holy Spirit. As he is, so are we. Where? In this world, in this life, in this time, right now. Why? We live on the open heaven. We can hear the voice of God. And we can attract the Holy Ghost. Now watch what he's going to say. Watch, I got to close. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. In the 15th verse, let's see, the 16th verse, the 17th verse. And if children, and if sons, and if daughters, then, oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, oh, that's so significant. Then heir. A carnal son will not manifest its heirship. Because a carnal son don't know how to function in the spirit. And this sonship, we proved it from John Gospel, is a spiritual sonship. Last Sunday, we took you to Hebrew and explained to you that he is the father of spirits. When Jesus took Peter, James, and John on top of that mountain, they called it transfiguration. You have transfiguration in you. When you start living on the inside, everything changes on the outside. So every time something come against you, all you need to do is transfigure. And the reason we don't transfigure, we're trying to handle it from the outside. We're trying to handle it by reading the Bible. Reading the Bible, you got to get a revelation for the Bible to work. Meditate, saturate. You don't have to investigate the Bible. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit. You can't study the Bible by investigation. Now watch this. And if children then as of God, watch this, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now the suffering is with him in the aspect of you come to a point of separation. You have to separate from family members. Sometimes mother than father. I mean, to get all, nobody come ahead of Jesus. Jesus ain't letting mama, daddy, paran, nan, all them people. None of them get ahead of Jesus. Jesus said, I want first place. Yeah. So there's a suffering, because if you're going to really live as a son of God, there's an element of loneliness. Because physically, they're not going to invite you to all the parties. Because you're going to start talking about Jesus. And we talk about Jesus on Sundays. I go to church, I take communion, but tonight, I'm going to let my hair down. Could I show you one more verse? My time out. Can I show you one more verse? I'm going to give you something to eat on to next Sunday. Right. Go to Galatians chapter 4. I'm going to read, just read two verses to you. How many of y'all got blessed this morning? Now, visitor, you can't tell me you didn't get blessed, sir. You can't, sir. You can't, sir, visitor, you can't tell me you didn't get blessed. You knew you got blessed. You a Christian. You knew you got blessed. Look at your wife. Your wife knows y'all got blessed this morning. You got more than you're bargaining for. People just lie on me all the time. They just lie on me. They lie and say I'm doing this and doing that. I'm just preaching the word, and I'm just living the word. That's all I'm doing. That's why I look like an oddball, you see. I got manifestation in my life. And so, what are you doing? What is he doing? I'm doing the Bible, stupid. That's all I'm doing. Galatians chapter 4. You ready for this? Huh? I want to send you away here with this. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read it yourself. I'm going to read it out loud, but you can go ahead and read it. I know you won't look at it. Go ahead and look at it. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart. What? You have had a heart transplant. Jesus transplanted his heart into your heart that you can understand how to handle every situation. The Spirit of God is actually the heart of God. The Spirit of God is actually the heart of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is the heart of God. You have two hearts. You have a natural heart that is pumping your blood, but there was another heart transplanted into your spirit, which is the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of Jesus, which is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, is in your spirit man. You're walking around every day with the heart of God on the inside of you. You can feel what God feels. It's revelation to me. He just showed him to me right there. He said, I transplanted my heart into my sons and daughters. I give them Christ's heart. You got a heart just like Christ. You can create. You can call things that be not as though they were, and they all will come running. The heart of God is on the inside of me. I have to yield to it because it takes me into another dimension. When I got born again, I had a heart transplant. A spiritual heart transplant. And I took up on some new blood. He was a lamb. Slain from the foundation of the world. He died. He died for me. He died that I might be free. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The truth is, you're walking around with God's heart on the inside of you. That means I have God's wisdom on the inside of me. God's understanding is on the inside of me. God's wisdom is on the inside of me. Everything that God knows is on the inside of me. I have to yield to it to live in the reality that I'm a supernatural. Matrail. I'm a supernatural son of God. Matrail. Choir. Come on. Matrail. We'll take up next Sunday on that same subject. Let the choir sing a little bit. Sing that Sam song, the power in the name. Sing a little bit of that for us. Then Montreal. Everybody stand up. Don't sit down. Stand up and receive this. Come on, come on, come on. Musician, y'all move faster. Come on. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
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 To break every chain. To break every chain.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up.
We're the army that's rising.
There's an army rising up.
We're the army that's rising.
There's an army rising.
Hallelujah.
Rising up.
We're gonna break every chain.
Break every chain.
That's what we do.
Break every
we break
chain.
It.
Break every
chain. We break every chain. Hallelujah.
Break every chain.
We break,
break
it.
Break every chain.
We break it.
Break every
come
chain.
On, sing. There's an army rising up.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, if you're a son of God, you're in the army of the Lord.
Army rising up.
There's an army.
Break every chain.
Break
break the chain.
Break chain.
Hallelujah.
Break
glory. Because there's power.
There is power.
There is power.
In the name.
When we speak the name of Jesus, demons tremble. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus. And the power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
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 Break every
chain. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break every chain. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on, do you hear it in the spirit? Do you hear it in the spirit? Yes.
I hear the chains falling.
They're falling because they're broken. They're falling because they're broken. They're falling.
I hear the chains falling.
Chains, they fall because they're broken.
I hear the chains falling.
Come on, you got to hear this in the spirit. Do you hear? Because the chains, they're broken. Hallelujah. All because of the power in the name. Hallelujah. I hear. No more chains on me. There's no more chains on me. They're broken. I declare every chain is broken. Every chain is broken. Come on, you gotta declare yourself free this morning. Chains are broken. The chains, they're broken. Oh yes, the chains, I declare, they're broken. They're broken. They're broken. They're broken. The chains are broken. They're broken. They're falling because they're broken. Hallelujah. They're falling because they're broken. They're falling. They're already broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of the name of Jesus, because of the power in the name of Jesus, the chains are broken. They're not going to break. They're broken. Hallelujah. We're the sons of God. Hallelujah.
I hear
something else. Check this out. Say, they're broken, 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 yeah. They're broken, broken, broken. They're broken, they're broken, broken, broken. That's why they're falling, because they're broken.
Broken, broken, broken,
the God we serve, He's the God Hallelujah to you, Lord. Oh, yes. I get it. I get it. Hallelujah. Come on, one more time. Broken. Because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood, said, hey, they're not gonna break, they're already broken. Hallelujah! 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 Every chain, nothing's binding me but the blood. Sing the name. There is power. There's true power in the name. This ain't no game. There's power in the name of Jesus. It breaks every chain. Oh yeah. It breaks every chain. Broke every chain. Hold us back. Broken. is broken. Hallelujah. Anything that tells me I won't prosper is broken. Anything that tells me I can't be what the Lord tells me to be, hey, it's broken, 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 yeah, it's broken, 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 it's broken, 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 it's broken, it's broken, it's broken, hallelujah, it's broken. Every childhood memory is broken. Anything anybody ever did me that tries to tell me I'm something different, broken.
Broken.
Hallelujah. Every memory of somebody deeply hurting me, broken.
Broken.
Every time somebody says something that's not me, I curse it. Broken.
Broken.
It's broken. It's broken.
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 It's broken.
Broken.
Broken. Now there's a name. There's a name that breaks it. There's a name that breaks it. There's power in a name that breaks it. Hallelujah. Come on now, we're going to shout that name like we've never done it before. His name is Jesus. 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 We love you, Jesus. Jesus.
Lift your hands all over the building and give him praise. Come on, open up your mouths wherever you are right now. Lift up holy hands. Come on, lift up holy hands and give him praise. God, we love you. God, we bless you in this place. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah.
You may return to your seats. If you're in this place this morning, keep playing the same thing. If you're in this place this morning and you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day. Don't wait another moment. Don't wait another day. Now is your time. So if you're in here under the sound of my voice or you're watching online and you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want you to step on out in the aisle and make your way here so I can pray with you this morning. If you're watching online, there's somebody, there's a number on the screen you can call, somebody on the other end of that line to pray with you this morning. If that's you, I want you to come and stand with me so we can pray together. Next, you're in here and you're born again, but you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's a power that you need in your life. It's a power that you need to do everything God has called you to do. If that's you and you're born again but never been filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, today is your day. I want you to step on out in the aisle and make your way here so we can pray together this morning. It's a power that you need. Thirdly, in here, in what they call a backsliding condition, all that means you once was close to the fire, you once were in the mix, you once were in the middle of God's will, but some kind of way you fell away. You got caught up with some things and caught up and fell away from the fire. Today is your day to draw back nigh to the fire. I'll say it, no condemnation, all love. No condemnation at this altar, it's all love. So if that's you and you want to rededicate yourself to Christ today, I want you to step on out in the aisle and make your way here so we can pray, and I'll wait for you. Last, if you want to make a decision, you say, I want to join this church. I want to come in covenant with this church. I want to join. Y'all know what I say. I call it the best church in the world. You say, I want to come in covenant today. If that's you, I want you to step on out in the aisle and make your way here so we can pray, and I'll wait for you. I'll say them again, if you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day. Don't wait another moment. Today is your day to make him the Lord of your life. You've never prayed the prayer to ask Jesus to be your Savior. Today is your day. Step on out now and make your way here so we can pray. Secondly, you're born again, but you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Today is your day. If that's you, or you even just want to inquire about it, I want you to step on out now and make your way here to the altar so I can pray with you. Thirdly, you want to rededicate. You want to get back in the mix. You want to get back in the flow. You want to get back close to God's will. If that's you, I want you to step out on the aisle and make your way here so we can pray. And lastly, you believe God is calling you here to this local body to join the Word of Life Christian Center. I want you to step on out and make your way here so we can pray together. If you need to come, come.
You may be seated. I want to read right quick, read two letters to you before we receive this morning offering. Dear Pastor Leroy Thompson, we enjoy your teaching on getting out of poverty, and we are out of poverty. Thank you, Jesus, God the Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, bless you and your family and church members. Whatever, wherever I go and whatever I do, you get the benefits of it too, you see. See, she said, bless you and your family and church members. In the name of Jesus, here's a gift of $100 tied to continue to prosper supernaturally in the earth realm. And here's another letter. Dear Dr. Leroy Thompson, year before last, my family and I moved to a new city with a new baby due to my acquiring of a new job. However, we were unaware of where to attend service, but we knew we wanted to be in a fellowship and grow. We eventually found a church home and we loved it. We love it. At Exceeding Grace Christian Ministry in St. Petersburg, I guess that's Florida. Our apostle had been teaching us so much about prosperity and our faith. At time, while doing so, he has referenced your sermon on many occasions. Thus, we decided to log in and begin to watch your services and teaching as well. As we have made this decision, we have seen ourselves grow even more in our spiritual relationship as well as a couple. With that being said, my family and I wanted to sow into your ministry and say thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and revelation that you have been given as we have been blessed by your ministry. Thank you again for all that you do and say, and may God bless you with many more years to share. Amen. And they sent gift to the church. So now, we are going to a new church next week. Where I'm going?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
What's the daughter? What's my daughter's name?
Pastor Marge Strogan,
right? Yeah, she's one of my intercessors too, isn't she? Yeah, we're going to her. And right before we get to go to our church, she got a new church. Sent us a picture, yeah. So we'll do our meeting in our new church. Now, we're over 100 churches. Let me tell you something now. There's 100 churches, over 100 churches under us. Our leadership here is an apostolic church. You're the members of this church. We're headquarters, right? And we have a lot of ministers under us. We had to make some real powerful spiritual decisions. Because what we're doing is we're changing government. See, there are things that are legitimate in the natural by land law that are illegal spiritually. And so sometimes you come against the grain. In LTMA, and I'm just going to tell you this in a minute, we're going to receive the offering. In the LTMA, this organization with over 100 churches over the United States of America. I'm the apostle over that organization, and we're making changes. Some pastors can't make the change. They don't understand rank. Now, there's a young man I'm about to take on, one MVB, sending his resignation, but he's been gone. I just waiting for him to do it. He been gone because I told him preach with a necktie. He preached with a band on. That's disorder. See, you follow what I'm saying? But I knew all this. I knew all this. Then he brought in other apostles to his church. You can't have two heads. Now, if you wanted to bring him in, he should have checked with me. And I would have said okay, because I knew the man. I would have said okay probably. But he didn't check with me. So now the young man that is coming in his place is a colonel, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
He's a colonel. He know the ranks and direction. I haven't placed him yet, but I've already asked him. I want to talk to his wife before I put him in there because I got to talk to the wife. But the wife got to be right too. She's a nice lady, but I want to know, do she want to accept that responsibility? All right? So I say that to say this to my intercessors. I got intercessors sitting in his room. I don't know how many intercessors I got. I know all y'all praying, but I got some special intercessors. And the prayers have helped me to make decisions easily. And I make the strong decision. And then we call another minister and find out, do he agree with the same thing? We know they was tight. Leroy Jr., Dr. Fall, and Dr. Jeff Phillips. Called another fella and said, now I know you and this fella tight, but you can't run with him. See, I don't understand church members. I had some church members do this. Members left here and they still run with him. We go eat supper. And you can't do that. Because they're gonna say something or do something to put something crazy on your mind. Now all of a sudden now, I don't believe it's my church either. I know people have taken people away from this church and they came back. And the people never came back. They done messed them people up so bad. Now they find out, I done made a mistake, I'm going back. But what about the other five family you done messed up? So you can't listen to everybody. And you can't run with somebody who's not in your group. You know, that's That's just very important. So they found out his question was, apostle ministry is greater than my ministry? The boy told him, yes. He over you. So we said, the boy said, after they said, we release you too. We'll send you a letter. You go on too. I'm not having a regular organization, Bernice, that these everybody make their own decision and all these chief and no Indian. What I say gonna go. And then I can get them to grow and I can get them, you understand me? I can get them to develop. I'm not gonna hurt them, but I got a track record. You my track record. Brad my track record. Solid as a rock. See? But we got more strong men in this congregation than you find in the congregation. Strong men. Y'all better be happy. Strong men. Men that are living right. Men that are not whores. Men that honor God, honor their wives, honor their family. Man, that's a blessing, boy. What? Nothing can do that but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can do that but the word of God. You don't hear about a whole lot of horse thing going on in here, because if I catch them, I'm going to break their leg. You might get by a while, but I'll get you. Surely as God in heaven, I'll get you. Because we need to have a clean church. The woman needs to go to the restroom without her husband going with her. So I'm glad for these two families. You need an envelope for your giving. Lift your hand and usher down. If anybody else give me more trouble, I'm going to put them out. Because I'm trying to get these. I got churches growing. Trina, I got churches growing by leaping bomb. Pastors growing. And you got these stragglers who won't have their own way. And they block the whole movement of God. I'm not having it. I don't care how long you've been with me. This boy been with me longer than anybody else. Some of y'all, if I call a name, some of y'all be, oh, and oh. Shoot. It's over. I told him I don't want him at none of my meetings. No, because he's a traitor. I don't want him at my meeting. I wish he looking. I don't want him at my meeting. Because he's going to come in and make them boys mad. Then I'm going to have to stop a fight. You know, I got some Peters too, you know. I got to calm them boys down. I remember I was going down the hall at Mount Zion. I was going down the hall and the preacher came back and he won't talk. He won't say, I hope y'all didn't treat, told Audrey and him, I hope y'all don't treat him like, I said, sit down. So I said, I'm going to see you in the back. So we're going down the back and one of my deacons was walking with me. He said, don't worry about Pastor, I'm going to take care of this. I got this. And I know what he was talking about, you know. I said, no, man, we ain't going to do that. He said, I got this, because he ain't going to talk to you any kind of way. When I get back there, I said, no. I'm talking about Henry. Henry said, I got this. And Henry wasn't no small boy. He's still living. He wasn't no small boy. He said, I'll handle this. Pastor, you don't have to handle it. I said, no, Henry, we're going to go talk to him. I should have said, get him, Henry. I'm going to close my eyes a few moments, and then I'm going to come back up praying. Oh, no, what happened? You got my offering ready? Yeah, so send it. Get it. Everybody got envelope of 1 and 1? How many of y'all got blessed this morning? Y'all see the chain? Give me that chain again. Let me throw it one more time. Now, when I throw it this time, whatever, it's finances, is it marriage, whatever you, y'all better believe this thing now. I get real quiet. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear it. All the chains on your finances are broken. You about to go to another level that you have never seen before. Shout! Father, I thank you. I thank you for revelation knowledge. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you we have the ability to receive and believe. I thank you the words that you spoke to our hearts and in this congregation this morning is alive and well in every heart that is under the sound of my voice here and around the world by internet. We thank you so much. They will see changes instantly in their life, in their health, in their wealth, in their relationship. We thank you for it. We bless these seeds in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to serve you. Hallelujah. Woo. Can you hear it? Wow. Stand up after you give your offering. You know what it said about the three Hebrew boys? Said the man said, "I thought I threw in three, and they was tied with chain. You see, but I see four. Can you see four this morning? Loose. Thou art loose from anything that was hindering you right now. Hallelujah. Say it. I'm loose." Paul and Silas was in jail. They had them in chains, didn't they? But they prayed and sang songs at midnight. And there was an earthquake. The chain broke. They were loose. Peter had four quartering of soldiers guiding him. Some was in the cell with him. Some outside the cell. Some in the outer cell waiting, trying to hold him down. But an angel went in because the church was in prayer. And the power of prayer can change anything. And the chain fell off. Come on, come on. The chain fell off. Guess what? All chains fell off of you this morning. I hear a chain falling. I hear a chain falling. I hear a chain. Fall chain. Fall chain. Fall chain. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Falling. Woo! Come on.
I hear it. I hear it.
Somebody holler out. Woo!
I hear the chains falling. Oh, oh. I hear the chains falling. Hear it.
One more time, Ronald. One more time. Give it to me.
Hear
one more time.
It.
One more time. We're going to go one more time.
I hear the chains falling.
Keep on singing. Let go, Doc. Woo. Woo.
Woo. I hear the chains falling. The chains falling. The chains falling. The chains falling. I hear the chains falling. Falling cause they're broken. I hear the chains falling.
Lift your hand. Go with peace, joy, and the love of God over every situation, over your home, your job, your business. Leave here with the peace of God, the love of God, and the joy of God. See you later. God bless you.
I hear it.
I hear the chains falling.
Now I got joy unspeakable and full of glory. Chains are broken. I have joy. Thank you.